response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's Burrow quickly outside. Chase looking for blocks from his tight end. He gets two of them, and he's off to the races. It's a foot race. Working against Stevens. Jamar Chase, touchdown!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS from earlier this season. One of the first couple weeks of the year, because Joe Burrow hasn't played since week two, that game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we have a huge piece of news to report to you here on You Better You Bet. This coming down moments ago, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow listed as a full participant in the team's practice today on this Wednesday, the first official practice of the week before Sunday's home game against the New England Patriots. So Joe Burrow, again, full participant at practice. There is video posted on social media right now of Burrow running, and like he looks pretty good. And I'm not just talking about because he's very handsome. Like he looks physically fit running right now. Mike Petraglia, one of the local reporters who covers the Bengals, says today is the first time Burrow has participated in 11-on-11 drills since returning to the team. We have a quote from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, is that Burrow wants to play, team record be damned. The team will have something to say about whether he actually plays, but Burrow is not of that mindset right now. Now let's talk about the betting market, because your next question should be, is Burrow actually going to play this weekend against the New England Patriots? Well, this point spread was Cincinnati plus 8.5. The Patriots were an 8.5-point home favorite literally about 20 minutes ago, maybe even less than that. New England, an 8.5-point road favorite. Now, remember, Jamar Chase has been suspended for this game, and the suspension was upheld for him spitting on Jalen Ramsey this past weekend in the Bengals-Steelers game. We have seen the Bengals get bet off of this news. The 8.5s are gone, and the 8s are gone. The New England Patriots, a 7.5-point road favorite now. So the Bengals did get bet off of this news again. New England was an 8.5-point favorite. We are now down to Patriots minus 7.5. If we knew collectively, if the sports betting community knew, and, you know, I get information sometimes that's not, you know, privy to the public, but when I get this info, I'm like the 1,000th person that gets it. So I'm not trying to insinuate I am like one of the 5 people that has this at the start, right? But the people that have this information, if they knew that Joe Burrow were definitely playing in the game, like 100%, the number would not be 7.5. It would not be Patriots minus 7.5. We would obviously be below a touchdown. The Patriots would still be favored, but there's no way we would even be within shouting distance of this point spread right now. So to me, this feels like a little bit of speculation on people wanting to grab a number. No huge difference from 8.5 to 7.5. People trying to get ahead of a potential Joe Burrow starting situation on Sunday against the New England Patriots. So we have no news one way or another as to whether or not Burrow will play on Sunday. But he did get a full practice in today. Again, listed as a full participant in practice. Just worth noting that the reporting last week after Burrow returned to the team and they opened up his 21-day window to be activated to the active roster, that it seemed like week 14 was going to be like his most likely return date, which would have him out for this week's game against the Patriots and out for next week's game on the road at the Ravens, and he would return week 14 on the road at the Buffalo Bills. So maybe he's just way ahead of schedule here. I don't know if Zach Taylor is going to address the media and talk about this topic. I am guessing that we'll get some news in between now and the end of the show. And when we get that news, we will bring it to you here on You Better You Bet. But again, a Joe Burrow, full participant at practice today for the Cincinnati Bengals. And just to get ahead of this part of the conversation, because, you know, we touched on week 12, the betting market currently against New England, total holding at 49.5 right now. I think a lot of people will go to, can the Cincinnati Bengals make some kind of run here? And they're 3-7, which is really bad. But I mean, look, Joe Burrow comes back. Could they? You probably have to win out in order to make the playoffs. And just to reiterate the stance that I've had on the Bengals since, I don't know, May. No. Like, they can't. Whether it's Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco, Joe Montana, Joe Namath, Joe Theismann, Joe Capp, Joe Webb, Billy Joe Tolliver, it doesn't make a difference who the quarterback is for the Bengals. This defense is historically bad, and they're going to be, it's going to be the same thing that it was last year with Burrow, and the same thing that it's been with a lot of these Joe Flacco games, where it, here you, like, great, the Bengals scored 38 points, and they played the Jets and they allowed 39. They score a billion points against the Bears, and Jordan Battle takes the worst angle imaginable to tackle Colston Loveland, and they lose that game. So yeah, like, we will, Bengals fans, Bengals bettors, will rue some of these losses and didn't give Burrow an opportunity to come back and take them to the playoffs, drag this carcass to the postseason. I don't think it was happening no matter what. I didn't like them before the season, knowing what this defense is. Obviously, Burrow back makes it more fun, makes it more compelling. Bengals fans will be happy about it. I don't know if it changes a lot. So we will bring you news if and when we get it here on Joe Burrow's availability for Sunday's game. Betting market again, New England minus 7.5 from 8.5. The total just got bet up to 50.5. So we are seeing, you know, bettors taking bites at the apple in this market. To me, I would say Burrow, like, less likely to play than likely to play on Sunday, but I'm guessing right now at 4:27 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday afternoon. So that is the big news right now in the NFL and the big news in sports. Joe Burrow practicing in full today for the Cincinnati Bengals. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Well, if we don't get any more NFL breaking news, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of takeaways here on the college football playoff and some bets that I like as a result. And, you know, I kind of fancy myself as like the voice of the voiceless. I'm like verbal Robin Hood. I'm here to stand up for the downtrodden. I'm here to take shots at all those fat cats sitting pretty on their perches, glaring down at us with raised noses. I'm here to defend the little guy. Always. Make your short jokes now. I'm always here to defend the little guy. And with that, I say this. Alabama being 10th in this slate of college football rankings is an absolute joke. An absolute joke. And I do understand it to a small degree. Like, Oklahoma has to be ranked ahead of them. Oklahoma just beat them, whether I think it was fraudulent or not. And it was. Oklahoma's got to be ranked above Alabama. Oklahoma just beat them in Tuscaloosa. And I also understand that you can't put a two-loss Bama team, even if we all acknowledge, and I hope that we do. Like, who do you think's better? Like, Alabama or Oregon? Alabama or Texas Tech? And this is not meant to be shaded Oregon, not meant to be shaded Texas Tech, but I think Bama's better than those teams. You can't put Bama above them. Those teams have one loss. Alabama has two. I think Notre Dame's as good as anybody. As good as anybody. Alabama's got to be ranked above Notre Dame. I'm sorry. Like, I just am. Like, Alabama's wins are so much more impressive. And I know Bama fans are freaking out. Like, could we be left out of the playoff? Here's, if you're an Alabama fan or you're someone that is Alabama to win the title, Alabama to make the playoff, whatever it is, your best case scenario is Alabama beats Auburn in the Iron Bowl and doesn't make the SEC title game. And I know that Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama players, because they're being asked about it now, right? Like, what if you have to play the extra game? What if you have to play the SEC championship game? And you have to face A&M. Or you have to face your rival, Georgia. Then what? And Bama's saying all the right things. We want to go win the SEC championship. It's important to us. If you ask Pat Narduzzi that question, he'd be like, yeah, I'd rather lose by a million than have to do that. Yo, he's weird. Bama's saying all the right things here. But if you're a Bama fan, and you can divorce yourself from, like, needing to win the SEC to prove something, You can divorce yourself from that. Like, Oregon won the Big Ten last year. You think they would have rather won the Big Ten or the Natty? Ohio State didn't win the Big Ten. Ohio State were the big winners last year. Alabama, best case scenario, like, don't play for the SEC championship game and waltz on into the playoff with two losses. I do think Bama should be above Notre Dame in the standings or in the rankings. Bama, their wins are exceptional. You'll beat Tennessee, LSU, South Carolina, Georgia, Missouri. Come on. I do feel like this is a little disrespectful to Alabama while still acknowledging Alabama is in if Alabama handles its business. I did not love Alabama dropping all the way to 10, even if I understand it to a pretty large degree. I do get it. I also think it was too precipitous a drop for Alabama. Another takeaway. I think Oregon's in some trouble here. Miami, BYU, Utah, and other schools. I think that Oregon is the team that they're watching right now. That's ranked high, that I don't think can make it with another loss. And I've defended Oregon this season, like the win at Penn State. People want to say it means nothing because of what's happened to Penn State. And you know, James Franklin's now the coach at Virginia Tech. Like, what a world we're living in. Like, what? James Franklin. Imagine someone said that, like, September 1st. You know, by Thanksgiving, James Franklin's going to be the coach at Virginia Tech. What? And people want to discredit that win. But, like, we need to call a spade here. If you want to say that Oregon's best two wins are Penn State and Iowa, there are a lot of other teams in contention that have got better wins. Like Miami, who beat Notre Dame. You don't think Miami's going to be rooting for USC this weekend, rooting for Washington in the season finale? You got another thing coming.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying Oregon is not going to win out. I do have a thought on their game against USC that I'll get to in a little bit here on the show. But I think Oregon, it needs to win out. I don't think a two-loss Oregon team is making it into the playoff. So the stakes, I think, are crazy high for the Ducks coming up Saturday against USC and next week against Washington. And you know what? I'm not going to wait. I'm going to give you my thought on that game now with USC and Oregon. Oregon is a 9.5-point favorite, and it's possible that we're going to head to 10. The total is 59.5. And you are going to hear everybody say, leading up to this game on Saturday in Eugene, Lincoln Riley can't win the big game at USC. 0-4 against teams ranked in the top 10 as a head coach at USC. 1-7 against ranked teams on the road. I'll tell you something. I like this USC team. And my sense is, like, USC, there's no way USC can win a low-scoring game. It's not possible. Oregon's going to score in this game. USC is not stopping the Oregon ground game. It is not happening. Oregon's going to run for like 8 yards per carry. And when they have to throw, here's Dante Moore and company. Oregon's going to score in this game, which means that you're going to have USC throwing to keep up. Now, perhaps your counter to that would be, well, Oregon's pass defense is one of the best in the country. Sure. When you're playing Rutgers or Iowa, here's USC with NFL receivers, a good trigger man at quarterback, and Lincoln Riley scheming it up. I don't know if the Trojans will pull the outright upset, but I do think this game will be closer than the betting market indicates. And if it, when it gets to 10, we're at 9.5 right now, juice towards the Ducks, I'm going to put some money down on USC. And I think when we get to the fourth quarter on Saturday in Eugene, I think this is going to be a tighter game than expected, And I wouldn't be shocked if USC pulled the outright upset on Saturday in Oregon against Dan Lanning and the Ducks. Couple more thoughts on the college football playoff. Let's talk about Texas for a second. Okay, we talked about them. That's it. They're dumb. 17th in the rankings. How in the world are they jumping all the way up to 10, even if they beat Texas A&M with these three losses? Like, I think it's absolutely done. And you know who knows it's done? Steve Sarkisian. With all the campaigning he's doing right now, talking about strength of schedule, and all these tough games that Texas schedules, and look at the teams that we lost to. We didn't have to play Ohio State in the season opener. Sark is campaigning right now like he's Zoran Mamdani running for mayor of New York. Yeah, you want free rent? You got it. Except Mamdani's worked. It ain't gonna work for Sark. Not this time. Not after the way, like, they lose a close game to Georgia and they're in that game at the end. Maybe you can make a case that Texas, destroy Arkansas on Saturday, beat A&M in the season finale, and that outcome does seem a little more likely after A&M almost yacked it against South Carolina this past weekend. I think Texas is D-E-D dead and D-U-N done as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Coming up a little later in the show, we will talk about Miami. I'll give you a thought on Notre Dame and the team that I think is looming in the bushes to potentially strike and earn a college football playoff berth that you are not thinking about. But on the other side, breaking quarterback news in the NFL, Dart, Shador, Tyrod, oh my.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.